Let's get to the expert. The TechSideline.com recruiting report starts right now with Chris Horn. Good chilly evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it certainly is.
I left home without my scarf and stopped and bought another one just because I can't deal with cold. And it might be because I'm old. It might be that I'm dealing with a cold from coming back from Jacksonville and sitting in the snow for 2 hours in Philadelphia. But man, I hate cold weather.
Yeah, actually, I don't mind it. I kind of not prefer cold weather. I do like cold weather quite a bit, because I guess being here in Richmond, you typically don't get it too often. So I can certainly deal with them when it comes up.
Is your Christmas shopping done?
Not at all. Hopefully, I'm not even sure. Usually,
hopefully by Christmas.
No, before I know it, it'll come up, and before Christmas, I'm kind of one of those guys that's out there a couple days before scrambling. So we'll see what happens.
My goal this year is to complete my Christmas shopping without setting foot in a store.
I think I've done some of that already. So. Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier, for sure.
Yeah, I ordered my, and I don't think she's listening. She's been a little bit under the weather, so I don't know if she's got the radio on at home, but oh well. I ordered my wife a bunch of stuff she wanted from a very reliable online business. And I'm only going to be on the road a little bit between now and Christmas. I've got to go over to Tech for the Bowl Media Day and do a couple things over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the email, you know, your order has been shipped. Click on tracking, and of course it's coming the one day I'm going to be gone. So I got to make arrangements with a neighbor because my kids won't be home yet to keep an eye out for the truck, race over, get it off my porch, put it somewhere until I can get back. Knowing my luck, she'll leave work early that day and come home and find all these boxes. But, you know, you do what you can do. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. You can. That's all you can do.
There's a point to all this, of course. There always is with my blather. Early Christmas present for the Hokies. Now, we've talked about John Gray's a lot, Chris, and I'm going to have some specific questions for him later on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But all indications were, I mean, you said it. Virtually everybody I talked to said it. I've had people at Virginia Tech say it. This kid was going to Virginia, or so everybody thought. Now, I don't know that he ever said that, but all signs were this was a Virginia lean. I met him on his visit. He seemed to be having a nice time. Clearly he did. When you first found out that that's where he was going, and I know that was before you went to the actual press conference, did you say, huh? Or did you get the idea that things had changed in the past, whatever?
I think taking this recruitment back to August. I know John was thinking pretty seriously about making a decision in August, and I think if he had made a decision then at that time, I think it would have been Virginia. And once he decided, he was kind of going back and forth whether he was going to go ahead and decide or just wait and take some official visits. But so once he decided to wait, I think that's when the door really opened, obviously, for Virginia Tech, and that they could. You know, they brought him up for an unofficial visit for the Miami game, so he was able to check that out. And so he was able to get a closer look at Virginia Tech. So the door was open at that point, but admittedly, I still thought, you know, given the fact that he was, it seemed seemingly close to making that verbal to Virginia early on in the process, it seemed like, natural to give them the edge. He had been to Virginia quite a few times. He mentioned to me that both coaching staffs had done a great job. Mike Groh was his primary recruiter from Virginia, and Coach Cav from Virginia Tech. But he mentioned that he liked both of those coaching staffs. But he had been to the difference being that he had been to Virginia for a lot of times. He had been up to UVA for a lot of practices since even his freshman year of high school. So I think, and he really liked the coaches and the players and everything. So I think that's why I gave Virginia the slight edge, and then. But at the same time, I knew official visits were going to be a big deal. Otherwise, he wouldn't have. He would have just gone ahead and made a decision. So I think once you know the official visits, he got a certain feeling about Virginia Tech, and just felt more comfortable there. That's what he told me, and I think you're right. The official visit went very very well, and I was a little surprised, but honestly, I wasn't shocked because I thought. I did know that, you know, John, you know, once he said he was going to take official visits, he means what he says. So that he's going to, you know, take a good look at both of those schools. And that's what he did. And he came out, you know, obviously, with Virginia Tech. And I'm sure the Hokies were extremely happy. He committed on his on the in-home visit that Coach Beamer and Coach Kavanaugh had on Monday night. And very, very nice pickup, a 6'3", 240-pound defensive end, one of the top defenders in the state. Four-star recruit, and And as you know, Virginia Tech does extremely well with those defensive ends that they're able to get in. You know, John's athletic. He's got a great size right now. He's very physically gifted at this point, and he's got solid athleticism. And he's going to in college. It'll be interesting to see how much weight he can gain or how much weight he gains if he does move to defensive tackle. I suspect he'll stay at defensive end, in my opinion. But he's so physically developed right now that it wouldn't surprise me at all. Obviously, if he got bigger, then they would move him around, or you know, at least give him. He could be the type of player that could move inside and then play outside as well. So. Just a very good pickup for Virginia Tech, and I know Virginia really wanted him really badly. He was a really big, important part of their class, and certainly a blow to them, but a big pickup for Virginia Tech.
You know what I equate it to, Chris? You do it, I do it, Matt does it, everybody does it before the season. Your favorite team's getting ready to play, and you go down the schedule and you mark, yeah, probably going to win that one, probably going to win that one. Yeah, I doubt that. So let's say you got 10-2 down, and one of the games you mark that X down, they get that W, and it's like such a – in other words, you win a game you're supposed to win. You get a recruit everybody knows you're going to get.
Right.
You know, it's okay, good. But when one basically comes out of the blue, it's almost like double the pleasure. I'm sure a lot of Tech fans are feeling that. So like you say, there were some signs, but this was not only a high-caliber kid, because you have him ranked very high. Rivals has him ranked 20th nationally in his position. It's – not only the caliber, but the unexpectedness. So,
that's a great point. Anytime you get a recruit that you're not really supposed to get, but you know, in this case, I think everybody thought Virginia Tech was at least right there, you know, at least second to Virginia. And you know, after he didn't commit, I don't think I think it would have been wrong to call John a lock to Virginia. Although, you know, obviously many people, including myself, were predicting you know Virginia in the end, but. But certainly, yeah, it's just a very good pickup for Virginia Tech. Gives them another defensive end along with Mike G out of New Jersey, who's committed. You know, Virginia Tech's obviously after defensive linemen every year, defensive ends, defensive tackles, trying to keep that very important part of their defense stocked with talent. And John's not only a great addition on the field, but off the field, as your listeners should find out tonight once he comes on. Very respectful young man, and just a great person for the program on and off the field.
Now, I wrote this down in the notebook I had with me last week, and since I didn't have my – I just grabbed the wrong notebook when I left the house. But when we talked last week, Chris, there were two kids that were getting ready to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Navarro Bowman, I believe, was one of them. That did not go Tech's way, correct?
Right, he did. He committed to Penn State.
Not a surprise.
Nope. I think Penn State was a school that a lot of people picked. You know, I thought Virginia Tech was pretty high on his list early on, and I still think they were probably came in about second. But it seemed like Penn State did a really good job recruiting him, and he had a good visit to Penn State, and it seemed like after that, Penn State kind of had the upper hand.
I'm drawing a blank on the other young man that was going to have a press conference and delayed it, and I'm not even entirely sure. This is why I need your expertise. Who is the other guy we talked about, and has he made his decision? And I believe it's going to come to me as soon as you open your mouth, but I believe he wasn't a certainty to Tech either.
Well, Zach Luckett.
Yeah, and, that's it. Came right to me as soon as you said it.
Yeah, he's a 6'3", 205-pound kind of an athlete. He's being recruited as a wide receiver. Out of Holy Spirit High School in Absecon, New Jersey. He was all set to make a decision last Friday, or excuse me, I believe last Thursday. And basically he decided to wait. I think he took an official visit to Boston College the weekend previous. And his father wanted him to think more about Boston College. I think Zach wanted to think a little bit more, I guess, before making his decision. You know, Virginia Tech, I think, is the school to beat here. I think they have the edge right now, but you know, they're certainly weighing their options and taking a harder look at Boston College. Boston College made it known that Zach is you know, a top priority for them at the wide receiver position. So I think they're just kind of taking a step back and looking at some things. And I still give Virginia Tech the edge at this point. And the decision looks to be coming on this Friday. And I know his father said. Maybe around 7 o'clock, but at night. But you know, I wouldn't be surprised if some news broke earlier than that. So I still expect Virginia Tech, although obviously it would have been better had he made his decision for Tech last week. But You know, Boston College is definitely in there. They're getting some consideration, but I think in the end it's going to be Virginia Tech.
Okay, well, that's good news for the Hokies. The recruiting year to date, let me ask you this, and then we'll take a break, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about some more specific updates you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky number 13, John Grays. They've got 13 commitments so far.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate it at this point?
I think it's pretty solid. I think Virginia Tech's, now it's really starting to pick up, I guess, in terms of decisions and things like that. I think Virginia Tech's done a pretty good job so far. I think, I mentioned Mike G, who's a top defensive end out of New Jersey. They landed a top offensive lineman, Aaron Brown, out of Ohio, and with offensive line being a pretty key position for them, I think that's obviously a pretty big pickup for them. Landing John Graves is a big pickup for them in state. And, coming down the stretch, they're still in the mix with a lot of prospects and just some more commitments, I guess, to talk about. Andre Smith is a tight end out of Seneca Valley High School, who I know a lot of sources tell me that Virginia Tech really likes a lot. And he's got really good size for a tight end, and perhaps he could be he could contribute as a freshman. We'll see how he is physically once he gets to Virginia Tech. But he's a really athletic tight end, a good receiver. I know his coach Fred Kim splits him out at receiver on occasion, and which is a testament to his athleticism. And he's also a tremendous blocker, and he plays defensive end on defense, and does very well there too. So. Getting Rashad Carmichael, who's a kind of a sleeper defensive back, but a very athletic, very fast kid, and just some of those guys. Nikos Brown out of Maryland, who's a strong linebacker who could possibly grow into a defensive end, just depending on how things happen. But looking at him as a linebacker specifically, he's a very, very solid recruit. So pretty solid job right now by Virginia Tech, and they're in pretty good position with a lot of recruits heading into this kind of final stretch. There were some kind of surprising decisions this past weekend, such as Brian Whitmore out of Oscar Smith, a defensive end, chose Maryland, although Virginia Tech may not be totally out of that one. We'll see how that recruitment develops. And today Virginia Tech lost out on Josh Minton, who's a top defensive end out of Kentucky, actually committed to Kentucky. So, I think Virginia Tech's done a solid job at this point, and still there's a lot of recruiting to go. And Virginia Tech's in pretty good position with a good amount of recruits. I think Virginia Tech has done a solid job early on and has the potential to be pretty good.
I met John Graves on his visit when I walked through the lobby to get to the basketball game. Several of the assistants were gathering with a number of recruits. The only two I met three, but the two I chatted with were John for a while, and then I think Lucas Caparelli, is that right?
Kiffer right,
Robinson.
Yep.
Met he and his mother because I grew up about 2 feet from where they live, and we talked about the area some. Seemed like a nice kid, but I know the coaches were real busy with recruiting. Now, one of your updates, it appeared just today on TechSideline.com for the TSL pass holders. Damon McDaniel, the bookend receiver to Percy Harvin at Lansdowne. Down to four, Tech is on his list, but most people seem to think if Tech is his final choice, that's going to be a surprise.
Well, initially, after he took an official visit to Virginia Tech, which was for the Miami game for that weekend, he actually had a great time, and it seemed like Virginia Tech was in a really good position with him. And then recently, I think following the FSU, I think the FSU loss seems to have hurt Virginia Tech a little bit with Damon, who is also considering Florida, LSU, and Miami as his other three schools. And he's actually taken an official visit to Florida. He took that before Virginia Tech, had a great time there as well. But it really seemed Virginia Tech may have been even ahead of Florida at that point. And then Miami and LSU will come in January, with LSU coming on the 20th and Miami coming on the 27th. Right, at least at this point, although Damon did caution me last night that he does switch things around a little bit. He said he wouldn't characterize Virginia Tech as on the outside or lower than those other three, because he does switch things around too much. But he did comment on the loss to Miami, the loss to Florida State, I guess combined, maybe hurt a little Virginia Tech's chances a little bit.
So. I thought that was a real interesting quote. They have come up short in big games. That's had a slight effect.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think, in what he is probably commenting on, it seems like, is just kind of Florida kind of has that up-and-coming program. Obviously, they've been around for a while in terms of a team on the national scene. And then
and just got a hotshot quarterback commit. Is that correct? I can't think of the kid's name. But
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yep, he just committed yesterday. It's a big-time pickup for them, and especially with actually their backup quarterback, Josh Portis, transferring apparently now. So that's definitely a big pickup for Florida. And then, but as you know, Florida's kind of been one of those teams that's kind of been on the national scene. LSU won the national championship, at least I believe co-national champions a couple years ago, and then obviously Miami's always up there. So I think in that respect, I think that's probably what Damon was referring to. And Virginia Tech's obviously a tremendously successful program and kind of just arriving, I guess, at this point. So I think that's kind of what he's talking about. Maybe the other three schools have kind of been on the national stage a little bit longer. I think that's maybe what he's commenting on. But as he told me, I think he does kind of switch around things a little bit, and I think Tech's still definitely in the mix for him.
Brandon Miner, the Verina kid who was hurt for much of the year, I believe he missed 6 of their 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
But he just got back from Michigan, and he's been to Tennessee, and he's going to Miami this weekend, and then he's got Virginia Tech. How's it looking for him?
Well, I think I like Virginia Tech's position. The other schools that he's looking at are obviously great programs. I guess Tennessee's a little bit closer, but Virginia Tech, the in-state school, and it seems like he likes Virginia Tech a lot. So if all things are equal, I usually tend to favor the in-state school. Although Michigan and Miami are two teams to watch, just because he was really high on both of them early, especially when they offered. But when he was talking about maybe primarily just going out of state, didn't have Virginia or Virginia Tech in his top list. Those are two schools that he was mentioning a lot. So those are, I'm not counting those two schools out by any means. And he's going to take a visit to Miami this weekend. He's taking an official visit, and it's going to be pretty big. I think it's going to be a key visit. I wouldn't expect a decision or anything like that after this weekend. He's going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech in January, and after that, I'd expect a decision. He did tell me that he liked the Michigan visit a little bit better than the Tennessee visit, just because he felt he had more time, actually, and this is probably a conversation we've talked about for a couple times in terms of when to take those official visits, but he actually enjoyed the Michigan visit a little bit better, just because he had more time to spend with the coaches and the players, whereas the Tennessee official visit was on a game day weekend. So basically he said he didn't have as much time to kind of spend a lot of time with the players or the coaches and kind of check out the campus as much. But I still like Virginia Tech's position with Brandon, but certainly not counting out Miami or Michigan at this point.
Knowing you pays a lot of dividends, Chris, and here's another example for me. I was just talking about some stuff with a friend of mine in the business, I guess it was about a week ago, and he was talking about the football up in his area in Pennsylvania, and the name LeSean McCoy comes up. Yeah, hey, I know Chris Horn. I've heard of him. So I asked him, I said, school I cover is looking at him really hard. Just how good is he? And he was like, oh, my gosh. And then I noticed somebody posted on Tech Sideline today a link to an article, and I suspect, I didn't look at it too carefully where it was coming from, but I suspect it was somebody who does a lot, kind of what you do for maybe a website or something up that area, where he was quoted as saying Virginia Tech is his leader. And does that jive with what you're hearing?
Well, I think it's basically, in my opinion, I've heard Virginia Tech and Penn State is probably going to be the two schools that it comes down to. And I think recently, a lot of people have been saying that Penn State, may be the school that he chooses. And then obviously the article comes out. I think, I didn't get a chance to read all of it, but it seemed like obviously he said Virginia Tech is his favorite, or I know he also was saying that Virginia Tech, certainly don't rule out Virginia Tech for sure, I think. But, I think it's pretty close between Penn State and Virginia Tech, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to Virginia Tech, honestly. I think, Kevin Rogers has done a great job recruiting him, and, Virginia Tech obviously, landed Kevin Jones a couple years ago, some years back, and kind of a similar situation, I guess, and at least in terms of a top Pennsylvania running back, one of the top prospects in the country, going to Virginia Tech. So, and Penn State was also the other finalist for Kevin Jones. So, some interesting parallels with that. I think it's going to be close between Penn State and Virginia Tech. And I really wouldn't be surprised either way, which way he goes. And LeSean, I guess one thing about him, he may have to go to prep school. I know he had some work to do in order to qualify this year. So prep school may be a a route that he has to take. But in terms of his decision, it could come up pretty soon, so we'll see. And I think it certainly is going to be Penn State or Virginia Tech, I think.
What a game that would have been. And I was talking with Greg Burton at the end of his show, and I'm going to talk about a little bit with Will on my show about the mood and how, you know, everybody involved with the Tech football program was still in a little bit of a funk. And just thinking about that Penn State-Virginia Tech matchup in the Orange Bowl, I know would make some gnash their teeth. But with the recruiting battles that have developed between schools that, you know, aren't ordinarily competitors on the field, I know they have gone after some of the same recruits, being somewhat close to each other. God, it would have been just such an interesting angle to that game. All right, last thing, and then we'll let you go. We'll close tonight's TechSideline.com recruiting report with Chris Horn. We'll visit one more time a week from tonight before Christmas. This is a busy time. Next week, your prediction. Are there going to be any hokey commitments for us to talk about? And I'm going to, you know, warn my listeners, this is just a guess right now. If Chris knew, he'd have it on his website.
I would say Zach Luckett is probably going to be a commitment. And other than that, we'll see. I know this weekend some news will be to talk about. Jarrell Miller is going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech this weekend. At least that's what Coach Scott Burton told me last week. And this will be his final official visit. He's been to Tennessee. He's been to Virginia. He went to UNC this past weekend, and he went to Florida, I believe, the weekend before that. So this will be his final official visit, and then he's going to think about his decision over the holidays a little bit, and he's going to head down to the Army All-American game and announce his decision there. So big weekend for Virginia Tech in terms of hosting a Jarrell. I believe Jarrell is going to be the only prospect on campus this weekend, so at least the only one I've confirmed so far. So he's a big recruit, and Virginia's going after him certainly extremely hard as well. So that's going to be, I think it's a pretty close decision, honestly, right now. It's tough to bet against Tech with in this case, but I think Virginia's done a great job, and obviously he's a very important recruit to Virginia. But I think Zach Luckett will be, in terms of commitments, will be certainly a young man we probably will be talking about.
All right, Chris, I will let you go. The stores are still open. Go out and do some Christmas shopping.
I'll see what I can do.
And you're in trouble. If I ask you that next week and you're not finished, you and I are going to have to talk, young man.
We'll see. You never know. You get so busy that I can't believe it's only a few days away here now. So yeah. We'll see what happens, though.
We got about a 5-minute break coming up. I'm going to try to do a little bit of it then. I mean, I know what you mean about busy. I'm getting in. That's a great thing about the Internet. Man, I love the Internet.
Yeah, me too.
Chris, have a good night. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks. I always appreciate it.